Growing up in Lee's Summit, Missouri, commentator Daniel Ferry experienced many tornadoes, but he saw very few of them.
In late spring and early summer, the jet stream pushes cool Canadian air south to mix with warm, moist air flowing north from the Gulf. These great air masses collide over the central plains in an area our fourth grade teacher called Tornado Alley. Because of that, our courthouse had a warning siren mounted on its roof. The siren could be heard for miles, but we kids had no need for it. Like other animals, children can sense earthquakes. We could feel tornadoes in the wind, and we could smell them in the air on summer afternoons long before the siren would sound. We'd feel the wind stop. Then it would seem like the wind was rising from the ground. It would lift the leaves on the oak trees, turn them gray, and make them shiver. Above us, the sky would turn greenish-black. The air would become still again and lie heavy on our skin. It smelled like firecrackers, like the acrid tang left when rocks strike concrete, the smell made when things collide. The siren only repeated what we had already sensed, but it did alert our mothers to herd us into the basement of whichever house was nearest. Huddled in a basement was the last place we wanted to be. We were fascinated by this dangerous thing whose birth we had sensed. We wanted to be part of it. One afternoon when the siren sounded, a neighborhood mom herded us into her basement, then ran to find her daughter. Once she had left, we skipped out and stood on her porch, searching the sky. At the far edge of the field, a couple of hundred yards away, was a stand of oak and Osage orange trees. The sky was black above them, but lighter clouds hung down from the blackness. We could feel the danger of it running through us like current. Something dark floated down from the blackness. It did not make the freight train sound people describe. It just hung, undulating silently above the trees. Moments later, three more like it slipped down behind, bobbing and yawing, waiting for instructions. Soon the funnels all drifted single file westward, hopscotching over the treetops, in turns gliding above, then dipping down to spray leaves and wood. We were in boy heaven, watching the funnels drift and the trees explode, until our mothers dragged us back in the basement and guarded the door. The next day, as consolation, our fathers took us out to survey the damage. We drove through neighborhoods where one house would be left untouched, while all that was left of the house next door was a foundation, a toilet, and part of a stairway, which once led to a bedroom, but now it just led to the sky.
Daniel Ferry comes to us from Chicago Public Radio.